Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hello, everybody. Glad to be with you. This is the Saturday edition of the Psychic Love Doctor Show, and frankly, anything can happen. We can be swamped with calls, or we can go through a serious dry spell with one or two during the hour. Saturday nights are always kind of funny. They say that Saturday night is the loneliest night of the week, but I don't know. We like to think it's a fun night. So if you would like to see us in action, please join us on the Psychic Love Doctor Show page. You don't have to be, what is it, a friend? You don't have to be a friend. Anyone's welcome there. And also,
look, you just got to follow it or like it or something. That's it.
Here on Blog Talk Radio, we are very happy to take your phone calls and give you readings. Regarding readings, we'll be using nothing but an ordinary deck of playing cards. That's what this method uses as its focal point for intuitive perception. So bear that in mind, not tarot, not oracle cards, not any of the other wonderful systems I know that are out there. This is the one that I've used now for about 30 years. So please feel free to call in or to join us, and we will
rock you.
We will do our best, okay? So I'm going to turn this over. Oh, one more thing. I'm using a full 24-card layout for each of the calls that we receive during the show. Now, other practitioners prefer to, you know, they'll take a random 1, 2, 3 of cards. Me, I prefer the whole enchilada. I want to get a good snapshot of what's going on in your life, where you are, and it's going to show me a lot of the landscape in terms of your life. So you'll need to give me about a minute after you tell me your questions, so I will know that I can lay the cards out for you.
We'll let you know when the cards are out. Yeah.
And so now I'm going to turn it over to Mr. Fabulous. That would be our very own Jimbo Baggins.
Welcome. We want to remind everybody this show is for educational informational purposes only. Hi to Debbie, who's down in Miami.
Hi, Debbie.
Welcome. If you're international, now that was just because I didn't recognize her, so I wanted to say hi. Typically, we're only going to give our shout-outs to the international folks because they typically are in different time zones. They're doing some crazy stuff, staying up late, stuff like that. So if you are an international caller or Facebook viewer, let me know, and you'll get a live international shout-out on the air.
Oh, yes.
And we'll get them. Surprise, we haven't, but they will come. We booked them. They will come. Painful too. All right. Mm-hmm. Number, because it is a call-in show, that number is 515-602-9676. Excuse me. When you call in, you'll hear an automated message saying you can listen to the show while you wait, and you'll hear the show. If none of that stuff happens, then your connection's foobar, and you need to give that a shot. Call back again.
Yeah.
You should hear an automatic message, and you should hear us chit-chatting while you wait for us to take your call live. And when we take your call live, we'll make it clear to you. Please do the following if you legally and safely can. Get the speakerphone off. Get the Bluetooth device off. The best method for the show, and we'll talk about why here in a little bit, is to put that phone to the face, old school style. I don't know if many of you remember, I don't know how old a lot of you are, there was only one type of phone, and that bit was going to your face, because there was no such thing as speaker phone back in the day. in the dial-up days, remember?
Yes.
Wrote it, read it. And the only way you could walk around was have an extra long cord on your phone.
Oh,
super
I remember.
Long, super long.
I had one.
Yeah, every house had it when they had kids.
Yeah.
Also now, okay, when we also take you live on those other two things, don't forget to get all the background sounds down. Stop all your multitasking, run around, killing time while you wait, because smart thing to do is do stuff while you're waiting. But please, perfect world, you're in your casa, you can find a nice, comfortable, quiet place, and it's kick-butt cell phone reception in acoustics. And the reason we ask, it's not because we're fussy, it's because your call is going through cell phone world, which isn't so bad. Then we got to go to an internet website, and it's coming out on our computers, through our speakers, and sound qualities vary. There's always some level of loss, some level. There's going to be some level of quality loss, some worse than others. So the better you can make it, the better it's going to be for you and us and all of our listeners. For the folks that cannot call in for whatever reason, we'll occasionally turn to the Facebook Live folks and take questions.
Yeah.
We will. We'll ask you just to type your question in. We didn't play with the portal messenger thing tonight. This electronic stuff is getting too cumbersome out here. It's getting cluttered. And nobody was really into the messenger thing as much as they used to be.
And if you're on Facebook with us, please say hi, put up an emoji or something, or we will not know you are actually there.
Unless you want to be hidden.
Yeah.
And that's fine. If it's the first time, some people don't want to just stick their nose out and say, I'm here. Understood. That's cool. That'd be cool. Free country, free world. It's supposed to be a free world, but at least this country's free. Most of them are. All right. We covered that. What we did not cover was that. That harp is the sound that means one thing in particular, that we are going to give you an angel card reading because your reading is over with Deborah. And it is over. Sorry. That's when the harp means we're like changing to a different state. That is over. This is new. We're going to give you a card for the road because we've got other folks waiting, and they are waiting, and they are patient. So please don't keep rocking and rolling with questions and answers. The session's over. Hear the harp. We have free readings. You got to move on. You want a full-blown, dedicated, one-on-one, no gym there with stupid-ass harps to piss you off, go to psychiclovedoctor.com webpage, and you can arrange a private reading. And it's just you two. All right. Let's take our first caller on. What day is it today? It's National Pass Gas Day. I'm not sure why January 7th was chosen as that day, but it is what it is. So not like only once a year I can do pass gas. Now apparently somebody thought it was important enough to realize it's got to go somewhere, right? All right, international shout out to Mike from the UK. There's our first
Mike.
Our first international folk.
Yes. What would it be like having a show without Mike attending? I don't know if we could do it. I don't think we could handle that.
It's been a long time.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So I think we should actually designate Mike as our official...
Don't say it.
...mascot.
Why would you call somebody a mascot? That's like calling them a furry, stupid-looking thing.
No, they're not all bad, are they? They're cute.
They're usually some animal or something that doesn't even exist. Some things are, we should see some of the mascots out there. It's like, it's not even a thing.
All right. Then.
It's this red thing. What is this fucking thing?
What do we have for here? Do we have a mascot?
What do you mean for here?
Like we've got a hockey team.
Oh, right? There's billions of them out there.
Yeah.
That's what I say. There's billions of them out there in the sports world, and 99.9% of them are dorky.
All right, we won't call him a mascot. We'll say he's a, I don't know.
He's a regular. Call him a regular, like you own a pub, you know, public house, and he's a regular. He comes in, he lives, he's down the street, he's a regular. He's got his own seat at the bar. Somebody sits in, he says, it's Mike's seat, get the hell out of there. Actually, I went to a bar in Hampton Roads,
yeah,
where a guy did have his own seat.
Seriously, what did he
said right
it?
On there? I said, I didn't get the background on it. You know, I was one time there. You know, what am I going to do? Start throwing chairs and make a fight? He wasn't there anyway. But they're like, oh, that's so
nobody
close
can
seat.
Sit there.
I think I may have sat there, but I said, well, he's not coming in today. But that is his seat.
Okay.
Yeah. I was like, zippity dude. Let's see, and we shall, oh, look at that. We've got a scammer, and that scammer has been punted. I've curbed the scammer.
Yeah, and I find that when I go through.
This one had a name you could pronounce. It wasn't Hagabahu.
Well, I still find them in private, like reply, I don't know what you call them, but people sometimes get hit by them privately, you know.
Oh, they probably have some third-party software they wrote themselves that records everybody that made a comment. Because it's only people that have ever made a comment, I noticed that. Yeah, Mike's joking because they started out with, I am drawn to you, is this automated message. And it's the exact same one, quick, bam, bam. So it's not a human typing because nobody can type that fast. It's picking up on whoever made comments going, doot, 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 doot. So even less personal. You can't get much less personal than that, right? All right, let's take our first caller, area code 229 from the Peach State of Georgia. 229, welcome to the show.
Hello there and welcome. Who are we speaking to?
Melvin, thanks for taking my call.
Well, hello there, Melvin.
Welcome back, my friend.
How are you?
I'm okay, I guess.
Right.
I don't think things is going to work out with me and that girl you guys was telling me about that at dialysis. They moved her, but I think that she was asked to be moved. But that ain't my concern right now. I just want to know, what do y'all see in the cars coming for me in the next 3 months?
Okay, there you go. 3 months lookout. Melvin's quite a regular, so you don't, you know, it's easy to give him like a general 3 month reading.
Yeah.
If you were a brand new person, would be like, give us more info. But Melvin, we've had lots of readings with Melvin, so we have all the info we need. So 3 months is a good time frame. That's a quarter of a year. Got to like it, you know. January, February, March, right? A lot of April would be the next quarter. So here we go. All right, Melvin, the cards are going down. How are things going down there? Other than, you know, I know you got your own little hurdles that you're dealing with, I understand. Is everything else all right?
I'm having trouble with these. Yeah,
with your love life?
Just
with life in general.
I might be having some communication issues here.
You know, a lot of us have entered into the new year, and we're kind of like very bleak.
Well,
like, okay, so what? Here I am. But
I think people are, it's nice to be positive about change and stuff, but I don't know that you should label on a certain day of the year. You know, like, oh my gosh. Tomorrow is January 1st, so somebody's going to hit a switch and it's going to be this whole different world. It's like, come on, that's not reality. Time is relative. It might be time where you can start making change, but it's not going to be like a switch, right?
Right.
What do you got? For Melvin?
Like, is Melvin still with us?
Well, he's with us here, and I don't know if he's got cough issues.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, there you go. Okay, cool, he's here.
Melvin, you need
to back
a little bit and let yourself I'm trying to think of a really good way to put it in a positive manner for you. Don't try so hard, honey, is what I mean to say. I think that you're reaching out and, you know, definitely want to have a companion, a wonderful romantic, you know, interlude. And you're certainly a man who can treat a woman great. I see that in the cards. You are quite a gentleman.
He has not crossed paths with the right one yet.
That's all. You know, and in the meantime, if you can find ways to work on yourself a little bit, you know, take up some, I know you love football and coaching football, and we hope that's going to come through for you. I felt from your cards that it will.
Yeah, I mean, there'll be a new season. They'll start that summer stuff pretty soon, you know.
Find something.
Yeah. Pretty soon, that's relative, but you know.
And I don't know if it's of interest to you, but a lot of people try the dating websites, which there's been many that have had a lot of luck. There's one I was going to continue my reviews, and it kind of got waylaid over the holidays.
Yeah, holidays are holidays.
I personally really like Match. Match is a great one.
That's a very old site, too.
And they don't try to rob you. You know, they aren't going to take a leg from you financially. And right now, I believe they have where you can reply to people for free. But just putting yourself up there, and they're not that expensive. They run a lot of sales. Also, Bumble.com. And that's where the ladies pick you. I want to ask you, Melvin, are you on Facebook?
Yes, ma'am.
That is you. I went looking. I wasn't like, what do they call it?
She's a stalker.
No, I'm not. I wanted
watch
to.
Up, man. Watch out, man. Deb is stalking. Beware.
You're a very good looking guy.
Fatal attraction. Hide your bunnies.
AOL has a dating site. What's it called? Love it AOL. I don't know, but find it. It's free. And you can put in all kinds. I'm on there. I generally don't look because I'm really not in the market that way. I'm too busy, and I'm still, you know, a grieving widow, I guess you could say. But I wanted to find out so I could pass on to all of you. Stay away from those, like, date your age. They are financial rapers. Stay away from them. I tried to get off of there, and I think I've told all of you. They charged me $698 for services I didn't even use. So I would say stay away from them. But really, you might try putting yourself out there a little bit. And there is going to be a new love for you.
Well, but is that in the 3-month window?
Oh, that's right. I'd say the beginning of it is.
Okay, so it's going to be right on that edge, the 3-month, maybe 4-month area, right at the very end of the 3-month window, possibly. You might not realize it yet then, right?
And I also, and I see the possibility here that you could get to know somebody, like, say, through a dating website, and she lives in a different location. I could see you relocating to be with her. And it happens all the time. So, and I feel that if you just try to step back, like I said, don't try so hard. It will ultimately come to you. And I believe that myself completely.
All right, real quick here before we move on. Archangel Gabriel, you will soon receive some positive news. The channels for clear and honest communication are now open. Keep an open heart and speak your truth lovingly without fear.
Yeah, I think it wouldn't hurt for you, Melvin, to widen your social circle.
Positive news.
Even if it's just through internet, you know, correspondence, that kind of thing.
Well, just be careful, that's all.
Yeah, don't give anybody any money.
Money, too much info, don't make any commitments, you know. Hey, I live here and I'm always gone on these days. Oh, don't do that.
Yeah, you know what some women do?
What do some women do?
When they meet a guy online, they will say, okay, prove to me you're real. By right now, send me a selfie and hold your hand up, you know, or hold up the newspaper. Who has a newspaper?
Hold up two fingers in your left hand. You can just do something like that.
Yeah, something like that to prove that you're real.
Right.
Yeah.
Don't just say send me a selfie because they can send you a selfie of some model that was taken 4.5 years ago.
I'm very upfront to admit I was scammed out of $85,000. By a internet scammer. And I swore it would never happen to me, but it did.
And I got her. What? I nailed her. I'm the scammer. No, I'm just kidding.
No, but you have to take me out.
All right. Let's rock and roll.
But one girl, why she didn't want to put me on when I went back Friday. Why didn't move her?
Well, you know what, Melvin? Some things in life we're just not going to understand. I didn't even see her there. At all. So I think it was probably at the boss's discretion.
Or some other factor that she didn't foresee the last time she did a reading on all that stuff. It happens. That's why we tell people all the time, you get one reading, don't expect that to be hammered out in stone, that it's for sure not going to come true. Two, 3 months later, a lot of shit happens, you know?
Yeah, and the thing is, when you're flirting with these women, don't come on too strong. Okay. Jim is saying we got to go.
We got to go. Thank you so much. Glad you helped. You held
call
a long time
again.
To be first caller. We appreciate your patience, my friend.
Yes, call us
Thank
again.
You. Call us again. You know, we do shows, a billion shows a week, so you're free to call us.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Have a good night down there in the Peach State. Are you going to watch the national championship game on Monday night?
Oh, yeah. Georgia going to take it all.
Well, they should. I'd be shocked. But hey, you know what? College football is a crazy game. Some strange things happen.
Yeah.
That's why I like it. I like it. Just the most bizarre stuff happens in college football. You don't see it a lot of times in the pros. But anyway, take care.
All right. Bye-bye, Melvin.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All righty then.
Oh,
thank you.
Are we going to?
I think we are. All right, stand by, folks. We are going to our remote correspondent in the state of Arizona. Lisa, welcome to the show.
Hello, Lisa.
I hope my earbuds are fully charged. I've been trying to charge on the radio. you know, I wanted to ask Deb, please, how are things between
what happened?
You're intuitive. You pick something up. Okay, so this is what happened. Some of the stuff he's telling me, I'm thinking it's not a major FBI case like what you guys are talking about, you and the previous caller, you know, where scams can happen. Anyway, I called him. Because some of the stuff doesn't, it's not major stuff. You know, it's just like, I don't understand. And I tell him, you know, he will say something and I'll say, well, you could do it this way, you could do it that way. And anyway, so I called him I called him an hour and a half ago. And I said, how did you get my number before I gave it to you? And he said, anyway, we went back and forth on it. No, you know, that didn't happen. And then I said, I'll talk to you later. I'm in the middle of, you know, driving back to my house. And I just want to make sure that he's on the up and up with stuff. I just don't want to feel like I'm being taken for a ride. I mean, is this a guy that is I don't know if the cards would say. Okay, so this is... when we had that episode where I was calling him a liar and I said, you misled me, and he was leaving to go back to his place, and he's saying all the way back to his place, he said, no, I didn't. I said, yes, you did. Yeah, and you're going back and forth. And then he said, as she shut the door, he said, well, if you leave here, you'll be without me. You'll be sorry.
Right.
I didn't take it as a threat, but there were, and I'm not talking about that stuff. I'm not talking about that. But
okay.
I did tell him the next day, I said, I told my best friend, my mentor, what had gone on. He said, oh, you told her? And I was just talking to my best friend right now. And I said, I just don't want this to turn out, because, you know, if I have to, because I'm here for a reason. I'm not here to go on an ocean cruise. I'm here to get some work done. And if I have to, if things get messy, I'll move. I don't care if I break the lease. So anyway, I'm asking the cards. It's not alarming. It's just little teensy-weensy little things, teensy-weensy stuff that he has said.
Lisa, how did he get your phone number? Did you give it to him?
Well, no. Yes. Okay, so I asked my girlfriend. I've only been friends with her, and we're very close because we're involved in another project together. And I said, how does my number come up when I give it to you? I'm going to ask some other people because it concerns me. How did you get it? Okay, so this is how I got it. We were in the driveway, and I said to him, we were talking. I was new into the place. And he said something, and I said, oh, you know what, why don't we exchange numbers, and that way we can text back and forth. I never thought it would get to where I'm calling you every day. I never in a million years thought it would get to, you know, I just perceived him as just nothing, you know, just nobody, and he wasn't anything. And so then he read my number back when I gave it to him, and it was the way something, I can't go into detail over the radio, if you're in private, I tell you. So is there any red flag? I know I can't bank everything on the reading, I know I can't. But, you know, we're sharing a lot of information with each other, not yeah. financial or anything like that. You
okay.
know, like he'll ask.
Uh-oh.
No, go ahead.
He'll ask. She left
what?
Us hanging.
We lost you. Uh-oh, your audio.
Asked. Driving.
Your audio went silent.
Oh, I can hear you. You can't hear me?
Well, you're back now,
you
but
can't.
For a while there you went silent. You're back now.
Oh, I'm sorry. I can hear you clear as a bell. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
This is what we do for everybody out there. If we think we lost comms, but I can still see you connected, we're going to continue to give you a reading because you probably
okay,
can.
Okay, thank you.
So go ahead, Lisa. You're back on air.
Okay.
Cards are down.
You're ready?
Yeah. The cards are down? Okay.
First of all,
cards are down, Charlie Brown.
A lot of people either won't accept this or they are absolutely shocked. Find out that on the internet you can find out anything about anybody. My information, and I'm not using my legal, what do you call it, my legal surname. It's not part of my brand. But if you knew it, you could go out there and you'd find every place I ever lived, every phone. I've done this. Every phone number I've ever had, anybody I've lived with,
sure.
who I've married, the names of my children, what my credit score is. And I just want to, don't be pushy.
Well, you sound, sorry, you're lecturing.
I'm just saying that he could have vetted
I don't think it's like that. I really don't. I did ask him, and then he was very kind and very patient. And I said, never mind, I'll talk to you later. Because he told me he was at
it's here on Terrace.
It's true. Okay, well, then tell her what you see.
He is completely on the up and up.
Okay, good.
But
good.
You don't trust him. And that is
something
you
have to just told him.
Yeah.
I've been burnt so many times, I was telling him. And it's so nice. I'm trying to figure out why he winds me up. It's not him. I don't think it's him. I think it's me. And I'm trying to do my own armchair psychologist stuff on me. And I told him I trust him, and I want to trust him. And so we were sharing a lot. Conversationalists, you know, with each other. That's it. And I mean, we don't go into deep dives on, like I said, you know, financial or anything. But you know, he's asking me, well, how do you plan? And he'll say, if you don't move, I won't move. You know, that kind of bullshit. I'm sorry to cuss on the air. Sometimes I wonder, is he playing me?
No. But you're both very insecure about the other. He's so there. If only you were right here, I would show you this under sure to come true. And you all know I love that designation. It is saying right here that he considers you a gift and that you consider him a gift. It's like a complete exchange. And the problem is both of you are so doggone insecure, and he is too.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't want to lose you, then there's you. You and he, you're both coming through in this. He has a duality at times, but it's a good one. It's between him being very... oh, God,
I type little secret messages on my computer to Deborah that only she can see.
Yeah, but it's... My on-air demeanor here. Don't ever play poker with me. My whole face is a show. Okay.
Well, you know,
he wants you to be as close as complete be to him, and you want him to be close to you. But the trouble is, you're both terrified of each other. But I think he's going to do something very, very nice. For you. Yeah, the only thing is he wishes you had a penis. If you had a penis, you'd be perfect.
Well, I don't know. Okay.
I'm not seeing the cards that she's going to run out and get one. You know, they do those surgeries now.
If you do those surgeries, and if you choose to trade in your Whisker biscuit for schnitzel gluten, that's up. Lisa, your audio's starting to get funky again.
I'm sorry. He's absolutely, I've never met anyone, I mean, other than someone professional that works in the industry, you know, working with kids, but he is so good with my grandson. It's unbelievable. And you know, Deb, you know that when you meet a man, and I've never met a man like that before, that if they're good with your children, you know, your heart is like, even if they're just platonic, you're like, oh, yeah.
Women are so easy.
There goes Cynical Jim.
Cynical Jim. And that's so easy. Oh, she's, it's a grandson for the ball game, but mommy's got a children. Oh, I just got to be nice to little Bobby, and then mommy's going to drop her panties pretty soon.
No, it's not like that. I've met creeps before, and I scoot them away, the kids away, and
yeah,
put them in the car.
Yeah, well, because you got a creep filter. Come on, you're a woman. Women choose poorly. You guys choose poorly, too. I'm not labeling you out. I'm just saying there's different dynamics and different angles, and like you say, oh, women milk to see a man treat their little children so nice.
It's
like a guy doesn't know
wait
that.
A minute. It's
no
a,
guy fucking knows that, right?
It's a test.
No guy knows that.
We are testing them. If you want to love me, you better damn well love my too.
And the guys, some of the guys say, that means if I want to see the panty slide through the air, I got to be nice to her children.
You really think it's that?
I'm just saying, there's problem is, guys are assholes. You can't tell if they're sex mine or not right away. That's why women should take a slow time. They need to take a slow time. Most assholes, guys don't have that kind of patience.
Not all men are assholes.
Those guys don't have the patience.
Yes, guys.
They will have the patience.
No.
The guys that are genuine will have the patience to wait.
But the trouble is, a lot of women go for bad boys. I've been caught up in that syndrome.
Or they make the decision too quick.
Because a nice guy is boring. But a bad boy has your hair on fire.
Yep, and then he laughs your hair's on fire. He leaves and goes back to your friend. That section has been friend
guy.
When your hair's on fire.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
this
what
guy
is it, like we've said, this would be an amazing sitcom on TV trying to figure out, is he or isn't he gay?
I am tempted to. I am tempted.
Submit
to,
it.
I am tempted to write this damn thing to be way up. But I can't do so
well,
because we don't. That's part of our show. We do not document squat. Free readings after the show's over. We know nothing.
We don't keep.
We know nothing.
Yeah.
We know nothing.
Oh, shucks.
Little Hogan's Heroes.
Yeah, but if he did that, of course he would share that with you. The news of that. He would say, "Hey, guess what? Hey, guess what? Well, when he said you'll be sorry if you move and don't take me with you, I think that was kind of a awkward compliment.
Well, you a couple of these shows ago, you already said that wasn't an awkward compliment.
I didn't feel threatened or anything like that.
Wasn't a threatened thing.
No, and then the next day when I apologized to him after I talked on your show with you, I went and apologized. He said, oh, you didn't do anything wrong. I said, I know I didn't do anything wrong, but I did call you names, and that's what I'm apologizing for. And then we talked for a long time
good
after
for
that.
You. That showed your integrity.
Yeah.
I like that.
A big, big person, it's okay to say
the guy.
It's okay to do that.
Yeah. I know.
I just, are you sure, Deb, he wishes that I had a penis? Because when I'm talking with him, he's even asked me about other guys. He'll ask me about other guys. He'll ask me. he'll say, what about that guy? What about that guy? And then it's not like, you know, it's like fatal attractions or anything like that. And then I'll explain something. He says, well, I'm going to go talk to him. Because, you know, I'll tell him I don't want to date him. And,
a heterosexual guy is not going to do that. A heterosexual guy would not do that.
Is he asking you really?
And then he asked me about another guy that we're all in a kind of a friendly group setting. We meet occasionally for coffee, and he says, well, you really talk about him a lot. And I told him, and I've told him before, I said, you know, I consider him more like a pet. He's very entertaining, and he's cute in the way, I mean, he even knows he's cute. He, in the way of his talk, he's done a lot of things, interesting things, and I don't know. It's just, I don't know. Who knows? I'm confused.
Wait, all you can do is ride it out, ride the storm out.
Does he ask you graphic questions, like, do you prefer a larger penis to a smaller one?
No, we're gonna have to give a rated warning. We're going to have to get to all the kids. All the parents out there, please remove your children from the room right now. All the parents out there, please.
I would be asking him that. I would be so
curious. Know, if it ever, you know, he's not that kind of guy. His friend called, his friend who's he's been friends with since they were 2 years old, and he was on the phone with him on speakerphone, and he said his friend was talking to him and said something about some kind of relaxation group he was in. And then he said, and he told his friend, he says, now don't, he says, watch your language. I'm here with my neighbor. And anyway, we were talking about that the next day. It's just, I don't know. I'm so swoony over him. I want to swoon. You know, And his neighbor, his friend just all of a sudden became very quiet, and then they talked later that night. What am I doing to myself?
You know,
let's talk about Martin Short right now. Do you know who Martin Short is? He's an actor.
Yes.
He was in the movie Clifford. He was in, oh, my God.
There's been in a million movies.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Many years ago, in the 70s, I think it was, People Magazine did a perspective or introspect, whatever it was, some kind of little snippet on him, like one page. And he was considered at that time the only gay actor who presented himself as a heterosexual in movies.
Really?
That's what that magazine presented.
Okay, now where did we see that?
I knew a billion years ago that he's been.
But now he's straight.
He's been straight for a while.
And I think he's married and has kids.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought so.
Yeah.
What is the point here?
The point is they can choose a different life. They don't always.
Well, when his. His best friend was getting ready to use that language, and that's what he was telling him, you know, watch, you know, be careful, I'm here with my neighbor, because he was getting ready. These two dudes, and I told him later, I said, listening to you guys talk, because they talk like Marlon Brando movies, you know, they just talk really rough, and I told him that, you guys sound like a couple of street thugs, and then I apologized later, and I said, I'm so sorry, this is your best friend. He said, oh, no. He says, we were in their youth. You know, my friend liked hearing it. So, anywho, God knows.
You know, well, here's the deal. One thing that every human should do, but you women are more famous for it. You want to say, like, this guy's almost the perfect one, but I really want to change something about him.
We tell our girlfriends. Oh, he thinks he's going to be a badass like this forever. But once I get that ring on my finger, I'm going to change.
Oh, I'm in it for the moment. I don't look in the future with him. It's not like I put a barrier up. I just, I'm crazy about him for right now, the moment. I don't look into the future. I don't look into like a crystal ball or like you do, Deb.
Yeah.
Yeah, but no, if you're talking, let's look at this big picture, just generic.
Okay.
If you're talking this guy that's been a lifelong homosexual, do you think he wants to change that just for the now and not forever? with you. Why would he say, you know what, I'm going to Team Whisker Biscuit, but just for a month or so with her, and then I'm going back to Team Schnitzel.
That's what bisexual men do.
What is
that? Or they swing back and forth in the same time. You know.
Oh,
you
man.
In there.
No, I don't see. I see him in such a state of mind, trying to figure out how can I be a gay man falling in love with her. That's what I see.
Oh wow.
Well, you can maybe he wants to fall in love with her, but never wants to bump uglies.
Well, then that's what you get a pivot man for.
But I don't think he's just on board with that. That's all he's staying on.
They could have a
I don't think he wants to stay fully clothed from the waist down forever.
They could
guy.
Have a sandwich.
Not just a situation. I don't think it's going to work with everybody. If everybody's got their pants on, I don't think it's going to be any kind of sex.
Bring in a pivot man. You're seriously.
Oh, that's
no,
all
I'd,
I'd
be jealous. You know. I would tell him if we ever got to that part of the conversation, I would just say, you know, I've got a shower curtain. Let's go look at it.
That is true. You have the only shower curtain that is X-rated from the inside only.
And you know what?
Well, outside it's normal.
Lisa,
it's magical.
Not to be offensive or anything, but I get the feeling you might be really curious about anal sex.
Maybe we should go
no.
down this road right now.
You know what?
I say down this
no.
road, so to speak, but I'm just saying.
You know, Deb, I'll
yeah.
tell you, that kind of thing tends to be more common than people admit.
Oh, I know it is, too.
I know it is, too,
but that has...
Lisa, I know. It's
still... It is what it is, you know.
For a woman, it's almost as good as what I've heard.
It depends on the chick.
Yeah.
And it, like everything depends, every person's different, right?
Well, no, it depends on both partners. You know, if both are into it, then oh, well.
Yeah, they both have to be. You're right. Exactly. It's got to be a mutual thing.
And you don't want to
yeah.
give it to them too often because then they get hooked on that and then you never get the hoo-ha anymore.
Well, let's just say I don't know what. We're on the radio, so I can't say it. But I'm not even going to go there.
Yeah, you don't have to go anywhere you don't want to go. But if you open the door, if you open that door, I'm going to walk in. So be careful what you say.
Yeah.
I'm not going to ridicule, but I will talk to you about it. I'm not going to ridicule.
Familiar.
I'm not a prude. Okay, I'll say I'm not a prude is what I'll say. And if I'm into somebody and I haven't been into someone like I am with him in a very, very long time. I mean, I'm talking long time. So this dude is,
I understand what you're saying.
So
I've had, I've been... When you start getting like 30s and beyond, women are very honest. They'll say, you know what, I'm only a whore to my significant other man that I'm really into.
Yes!
Everybody else, that's,
yes!
And then that's different. That's different.
Yes!
Yeah.
Because then you're not. Because then you're not, right?
Exactly.
By definition,
you're not.
And
as Dr. Ruth says, exactly.
Exactly. And she also said, masturbation is very, very natural.
Yeah.
And you know, it is, all right, what do you got? Anything else you want to ask the cards before we go to your reading?
I really like the reading. It soothes my ruffled feathers.
Would never lead you down the primrose path just for shits and giggles, okay?
Yeah, perhaps we should get a new deck of cards that has like little prickly, what are they, cactus on the back or something like that, maybe. Perhaps we shall do so.
People waiting on the line have got to be wondering.
Well,
what,
we've
yeah.
knocked every. We're gonna.
She is a correspondent, people.
She is a correspondent.
Yes, she is.
This is a Saturday show.
Yes, and she is reporting on the sexual landscape out in Arizona.
She's breaking new ground. She's breaking new ground. This is like research. This is literally research, and we have it's earth shattering research. We will not
control,
use her ever.
Yeah. Quality control on the shower curtain in Arizona.
I think you should take a picture of it.
I still want
like
a picture of the
it.
Inside of that shower curtain and the outside.
You know, every time I get into the shower, I think there's no denying what I'm seeing. I just don't know. It could be the light. It could be, I don't know. I don't have enough time to, you know, look and try to investigate. But I'm thinking, this is
why don't
so
you have
plain
enough time?
Take
why don't
outside.
You have enough time?
Yeah.
You said, I don't have enough time. Why don't you have enough time? What's the rush?
Oh, I'm always rushing. I'm always, running from...
Yep. Yeah. Roger that. Understood. I understand. All right, Lisa.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, and she knows, but we'll remind everybody, on the Monday show, we take it down to a PG-13.
Yeah, we can't. Yeah. We have to stay a little
but
more.
That's the only show is the Monday show because it's on YouTube before we do. Every other one is our show. We'll talk about.
Yeah, we can do what we want, but on Monday.
We'll do the voodoo we
want to
do.
Yeah. It's kind of like imagine if your mother was in the control room. You don't want to go too far. Yeah. And see, you light us up by the time you call.
You light up my life. Little Debbie Boone for you. All right, go ahead.
And I got to tell you something. When I was writing military columns every week, one thing I found out about our armed forces is that they will allow their same or their, like, say, girlfriend or spouse or wife or husband or boyfriend to have same-sex relationships intimately while the one partner, am I saying this right, while one partner is going overseas.
Well, I can't speak for the chick. A guy married to a chick, you know, I really want to have a lesbian affair with a neighbor while you're gone. The guy's going to be like, have at it. Because he's not really threatened. He's not threatened.
Mm-mm. Wow.
And, you know, it's only one wand is allowed at the magic show. So if she's bringing another biscuit in, then it's okay. You know, the guy's not going to feel threatened.
The reason I brought this up is my readers were in an uproar over that. They were like, what in the world are you telling us? And that was the reality of it. But
I've talked to people over the years. I've talked to them about...
Yeah.
How they're into that kind of thing, you know, and that's cool for them. It's not where I go, unfortunately, it's not. I mean, I know people, over the years, you know, I've talked to people, and, you know, they're fine with it. It's okay, you know, it's whatever floats your boat.
For that is exactly it. Yeah. Yep. You're not breaking laws, hurting people, hurting animals or something like that. Do what you got to do.
That's right. That feels good.
That's right. And as long as you're not taking my money, I don't care.
Yeah.
If you are going to take my money, you better give me something in return. That's all I got to say. I don't know about that. Anyway, that's cool. All right, let's rock and roll. Thank you so much. Lisa, I'm glad that it's earlier there for you.
Yeah.
So we're not keeping you up late. Good thing you're not out in the UK or anything like that. We'd be keeping up to the wee hours of the morning.
Thank you for the show. I look forward to it.
Our best attended shows are the ones where we are discussing sex.
People like outside the box topics.
They do.
We are humans, and that's what we like, unless you're like one of those super religious fanatics. But you know what? They like it too. They just like to hide in the closet about it.
Exactly. So.
All right, rock and roll.
Yes.
You keep rocking.
Enjoy your relationship with him.
Keep on rocking.
And whatever, you know. Yeah, it's going to be whatever it's meant to be.
Yeah, it was meant to be. All right, we got to rock. We got to rock. Thank you much. Please.
And the thing is, if you two were drinkers, let's be honest, it would already happen.
Well, I mean, alcohol has produced it.
Yeah.
I would say at least 33% of the people on this planet were alcohol. I'll probably be frank.
I was.
because I was not doing anything. All the times I've been late, I saw stuff go down. I'm saying 33%, and I'm probably way low.
Yeah.
All right. Are you going to read her?
Take care of my... Oh, damn. I thought I did. All right. Shame on me. Healing, use of Harvard, you find you, is divine intervention. You may feel frustrated because something stalls or comes to a standstill. Progress seems painfully slow. Yet this is a blessing that is divine intervention at work. When the timing is in perfect harmony, all will come to fruition.
And it just struck me, Lisa.
Holy back.
I don't think this whole experience is about you. I think it's about him.
Or maybe we don't know what it's about yet.
Having feelings that he doesn't understand. And, you know, maybe having dreams about you. It could be. Oh. Well, we know all men masturbate, right? And most women lie. And most women lie. Anyway, he could really... wondering why he's thinking of you as satisfying himself.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh, let's go home. We're getting ready to move on, and now we open that door. We're trying to move on to the next reading, and now we just almost started a whole new chapter. Let's put that one in the parking lot. Put that in the parking lot, and the next time Lisa calls, we can bring that subject back up.
Yeah, well, say, come on, roll that car right up here. Yeah.
We'll say that, you know, and I could add some colorful comments to that, but right now I will save them. I shall save my comments.
Could always ask him.
Really, it's really the thing you want to ask, really. Really.
See, again, alcohol handles so many situations.
Because it's an excuse.
Yeah.
That's what it is. People say, why did you say that to me last night? Well, I was drunk, you know, I was drunk. So if you're sober, you have to get that. You got no excuses when it's over. No.
So true. Oh, so you're a delight.
You guys too. Oh, my gosh.
The few times you couldn't come to the show.
I think she was busy on the actual night of her taco party. And then one holiday time when there was something she was going on.
Yeah.
You know what? We don't want to interrupt any taco night. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Taco's got to go down.
All right. Take care, hon. We love you.
You guys too.
Long time.
Love you too.
Oh, long time. All right. Love you.
All right.
Real quick, callers, do not fret. We have extended the show, and we are going to. First of all, we got Cho in the house.
Oh, Cho.
So we got two UKers in here. We got Cho and Mike now are both representing the UK.
That's right.
Rock on. Represent well, dogs. All right. And actually, I took the first typed in question because we're not, the messenger thing is kind of like a hiatus, hasn't been really flying. So we got Luna.
Oh.
I took the first typed in one.
Okay.
And we got time. Might do another one here.
Yeah, we got.
Stuff. It's Saturday night, so we got nothing.
Maybe
so.
On the weekends we should extend the show to an hour and a half.
Was it Friday? Just the other night, we extended it like as far as they would let us.
It was 2 hours, yeah.
Yep, we're going to Luna.
All right.
Luna, where is Luna? There she is. My question is, long story short, me and my husband separated, and he's in another state. Well, she has stayed there in Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
I want a divorce. He doesn't. What do the cards show for me? And the good thing now, a lot of people think, really? But Luna's been with us forever and her husband.
Yeah.
So she has, that's a good bunch of details, and she has a ton of other details already. So this probably is going to be a very good reading.
Because I know.
She knows them for a long time.
Yeah, when I'm really connected to you, I can even do readings when you're not there. We can also do readings, which Grandma called by proxy, where we can metaphysically spy, like in Lisa's situation. We could lay down the cards of the man and look at where he is. And I'm surprised we haven't actually done that yet. But it's amazing what you can find out in that type of situation. So, okay. Here I go, Luna. I'm laying out your cards. You know, and I'm going to tell you from my years of experience, when a woman reaches a point of saying, I want a divorce, she's already half out the door emotionally. Now, with a guy, when they find out that she wants a divorce, a lot of them are like, I didn't know she wasn't happy.
It's just weird. Or they don't want the woman to be the one to make the call.
Or
you know?
They don't want to lose their stuff. Okay, because men are quite materialistic.
Yeah.
They've earned, you know, a boat or, I don't know, riding lawnmower. You know what I mean?
Yes.
A collection of guns. They don't want to part out their stuff.
And one of my favorite ones I saw, the most dumbass response, was on Jerry Springer, where the guy said, I married her so I won't have to pay child support. Is that one of the greatest reasons you ever heard for somebody to marry somebody? Un-frickin-real. So anyway, yeah. Good
Some
God.
Women just look to be taken care of. You know,
she's, and Luna, there's delays here. Luna says he can have his stuff. I'm just tired of drama and the fighting.
See, that's the point I always reached in my divorces is I would say, look, I just want my freedom.
Yeah.
You can keep all the china. You can have the vacuum cleaner. I don't care. Take whatever you want. I just want out. And that would, I think, infuriate them more than ever. Because you can't even squabble over it.
If the guy doesn't want it, then that is going to make him angrier.
Well, I'm going to tell you this, Luna. Now, remember, this could be strictly of the moment. What I see here is he is really going to try to promise you that things will be different.
Yes.
He will be different.
The Jerry Springer promises. I know I've cheated 1,516 times, but I'm done.
He's showing himself as coming through right now as quite committed. But there's a situation that happens when people, separate. There's like a little bit of a honeymoon phase where the husband or the wife, the one that says they don't want the divorce, will be like whining and dining or bringing you flowers or, you know, doing all the things that they should have been doing all along.
And they think, yeah,
But it's too late.
Or they figure, oh, I got him to realize he needs to change, and now he has.
But you think he's really going to change?
Maybe for a month. Yeah, that's what you don't know.
But Luna knows her husband, and
yes.
I see you taking a moment to.
I didn't mean to yell. Sorry.
To ponder.
He said, "Oh yeah, he's already made that promise. I'm not falling for it."
And here's the thing that
Probably
I learned from
the
TV show NCIS, real early. DeNozzo, who never seems to say anything, you know, he's the pretty boy that...
He talks a lot. He just doesn't say anything prophetic or deep and meaning.
But this was...
It's usually about chicks and boobs.
He said to somebody, remember, there's always the breakup before the breakup. And think back how in your own life, even you guys in the, over there across the pond, how many times did you try to get back together with someone... And you get in there again and you realize this isn't going to work, you know. So there's a real breakup then.
Yeah, and apparently, like you said, it's not the first one because she kind of already recognized that was bullcrap.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that person.
Okay.
I don't know if you know that.
No.
All right.
Anyway, I want you to know that you really should follow your heart. You've been 100% with your child, Luna, and I have followed you on Facebook. Okay. It's possible that you may have to move, and it wouldn't be because you want to. I feel that there's going to be some here regarding the honeymoon phase. When they realize they're not going to get anywhere with you, that's when the big guns come out and they say, well, I'm going to get full custody of that child and I'm going to get all of the stocks and bonds or whatever.
Or what? Yeah, they think. Yeah.
And you're going to be put out in the street.
Yeah, people are right. So I'm going to take all this over because you don't want to be with me. So I shall make you feel miserable and I will own the child and you will be in a shelter.
Yeah, and they start calling you names.
Not like an abuse shelter.
Yeah.
Like you'll be living in some homeless shelter because you won't be able to live without me. Type of thing.
So And a lot of that irks them because, yeah, they're going to have to pay. Well, like in the States here, it's 33% at least of your income to child support.
Yeah, well, in Minnesota, I think, and Virginia are pretty much the same.
Yeah, why don't men want to support their children is what I don't understand.
Well, now, let's bring this back a little bit.
Okay.
All right. Child support.
Yeah. What, she's going to go buy jewelry and dresses? Or what?
Can you honestly say that when you get a child support check, that every stinking single tiny little penny goes immediately to that child?
It contributes to the child's lifestyle.
Sure, and sometimes it's a 12-pack of beer. I'm just saying, that's what the guy's looking at. He's like, you know what? There is no traceability. There isn't. There's no accounting. You know, this was a government agency. They would micro count the shit out of that. And that's what the guy's point of view is. It's like, you know, why does she got to live like this and do like this and drive this kind of car?
You know,
and
every...
And I got to give, it's not only is it 33% typically, it's 33% of the gross before taxes.
Yeah.
So that's an extra stab in the butt.
And you can't claim it on your taxes.
I think there is some kind of a...
Yeah.
I think you claim the kid is dependent if you're paying money. But anyway, go ahead.
And your friends are going to feel compromised because they have to choose up sides. It's like choosing up sides for basketball. Are you on his side or are you on my side? And
basketball.
Because again, how can they be Switzerland between the
Who?
Two friends? How can you do it? They could be like...
Oh, you're talking the
friends have to pick a side.
The desperate one? Oh, they're friends.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they can... There are some friends that just say, like, I'm going to be friends with you both, but you cannot come and bitch and expect me to take your side or her side. We're just going to be friends. And that's kind of like social friends, not real friends.
It comes like a real cold war, but it does end. You do reach that end. So, Luna, I just say, you know, look to your heart. And you follow that. And if you're done, girl, you stand with that. Because I know the inner details of this whole thing. And I'm not sure that they ever change in that respect. None of the ones I knew that were like that.
And she said,
not
shocking, he's turned his family against her.
Oh, well, of course.
I think that's pretty par for the course.
Weren't they always kind of...
I think there's very few situations. There's like, I think 99% that happens. There's very few cases where that doesn't happen. Because he's the guy, and that's the chick, and they're thinking like, oh, that's the hussy. We didn't like that hussy anyway. You know, right? We didn't pick her.
She wore all black clothes.
Yeah, she's a guy.
I could just hear them sitting there with their... coffee cup saying,
and it
wouldn't
have mattered what you did. It wouldn't have been enough anyway.
Yeah,
you could have wore whatever they wanted and they wouldn't have liked it.
So Luna will support you.
Yeah.
You come here whenever you need a reading from us.
Just reading. And
the
subject of your healing age card is Heart and Soul. And that was a great 80s song. Give me a little bit of heart and soul.
Oh, I like the beat of that.
Yeah, it was a disco song, big time in the dance clubs back when they had them. When making your decision, take into account what your heart and soul are saying. Sometimes the mind can deceive us. Choose through love, not fear. And I think she's already passed that.
And Luna,
last
word. If he puts his hands on you, get a restraining order immediately. Because that'll help to document any abuse. I don't see that anymore.
Yeah, I don't. And you know
in
what?
Your cards. No, but he's already done a couple things.
And we all have
more.
These things nowadays. You can just say, you know what? Every time you walk into my room, this little bastard's recording. Just to let you know. That's the name of that tune. If you think you need to do that.
Yeah. And good luck, honey.
You know, if you tell them that, then they can't even claim that, you know, I didn't know I was getting recorded. Well, bitch just told you you're getting recorded. So, and you were still a dumbass.
And on the other side, you deserve to be happy.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So...
Everybody does. That's why you're in it, for the family.
Some people stick for 30 or 40 years and then say, gee, I've always been so unhappy.
Wasn't that really common? Wasn't that coming out a lot in the 70s and the early 80s? And now it's people thought it was so unfashionable to get divorced. Starting to see these people started growing up in the 50s and 60s, and divorce is like, oh, only fucked up people get divorces. So they would write it out like forever.
Well, Catholics would excommunicate.
Yeah, they would write it out forever.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, people like in their 50s getting divorces after all these years. Now they're like, done.
It's like, poof,
hey, John just graduated college. We're done. We're 40 years old.
We're done.
We still got enough time to get have a whole new great life together. Nice knowing you, fist bump. We're out of here. Yep. And if you're both on board, it's safe.
If only it could be that way.
Yeah, that's the perfect world. That's probably one out of every million.
Here's the problem. Too many women don't work. And this is a bygone era where women don't work.
Not as
work.
It used to be, but yeah.
Yeah, and you've got to be doing something because what happens when you have to face the cold, cruel world? He doesn't make enough money to, you know, give you alimony.
And that's why back in the 70s and early 80s, the women were typically still that old school. He works. Now it's, you see it in less and less, and divorces are like, screw this, 5 years. This is bullshit. They're not even waiting to have kids, which is smart.
Yeah.
There's no reason. If you're not unhappy, don't stick together for the kids. Kids don't like two parents fighting for 15 years. That's not going to do them good. It's going to make them like, oh, I can't wait till I get married so I can fight at my spouse. You're going to teach them wrong.
All right, enough. Off the soapbox.
All right, yes.
Luna, good luck to you, darling.
Thank you very much.
We're here for you whenever you need us. You can just message me.
And we're
going
to immediately meet Laura, who I skipped, who was actually first.
Laura.
Shame on me. Yeah, it's really, she wants to know Laura Solomon's coming along, you know.
From Canada?
Yeah, Laura from Canada. International shout out. If I didn't give it to her, I thought I did.
I don't know. I don't think you did.
Who cares? We did it again.
But we were on a roll.
And Bill likes, Bill. I call him Bill because he's got
Bill,
five names.
Bill
it's really
Clinton.
Mike. John Bill Clinton Smith.
What did he say?
She's lovely.
Who, Luna?
Well, Laura, how did he say? I don't want to.
Or Laura.
He said.
I think they've talked before, yes.
Laura is lovely.
Oh, how sweet.
Yes. So, all right, Laura wants to know how the settlement's coming. That's nice. Don't fret people on the phone. I saw people, like, freaking out thinking the show was over.
Are they leaving? Don't leave.
Over. What did they say? What's that? What was who saying that? Well, first of all,
Madonna.
The funniest one is who was it, Yogi Berra or Leo DeRocher? It ain't over till it's over. And that's what we're saying, over till the fat lady sings. But then there was the song. It was a hair band. It ain't over till it's over. It was like Poison or Rat or somebody like that.
The fat lady didn't like that, by the way. Bet you couldn't even get away with that today.
No. That'd be body shaming.
Because those opera singers are all fat.
Body shame. You
not
can't
all.
Body shame. Oh,
not
my
all.
Lord. Jesus. Oh, it was only the Viking operas with the big chicks singing. Roar! When at the end. Yeah, you can't body shame. You can't shame anything. Nope. If you don't talk about unicorns or rainbows, God's going to strike you with lightning and sizzle you and you will go to hell. No more conflict. All kids have to have happiness and joy. They can't have any conflict in school.
Laura, it's coming. It is. You just keep manifesting away.
She only waited forever.
Yeah. Oh, 5 years. Do you imagine waiting 5 years for a settlement that you deserve and are entitled to?
Yeah.
God. But it's coming. And right after that, like I said, there's a succession here of you getting your settlement. You're starting to put your home together in the other province, and then you get your man, your man.
What a man, what a man, what a mighty good man.
I keep thinking of, what was the name, Grizzly Adams? I don't know why. Do you know who that is? I keep thinking of that.
You gotta be our age.
That actor.
You gotta be our age.
He was hot. And I don't like beards, but
whoa!
I think.
Whoa! I'm going to stop the show right now. She just said Grizzly Adams was hot.
And I said, I don't like beards, but I loved his. What?
He had out of control hair and beards.
I do like.
You want
my...
me to go there, or do you just want to keep on going?
I do like my men a little bit more cleanly cut and cut, if you know where I'm going with that.
No aardvarks.
No aardvarks. Ew. You knew a guy in the Navy that got circumcised on the ship.
He was actually a guy from Minnesota. I never knew him. And it doesn't make any sense, but everybody just get when you're in the Navy and you're probably like, it's like college, basically. Everybody gives everybody shit about something. I didn't, because that's weird. I'm talking about a guy's dick. But people used to give, other guys used to give him shit about his artwork. He was uncircumcised, and they pressured him into it. And as an adult, he was not happy for those 2 or 3 days afterwards.
Oh,
he was in a lot of pain.
He suffered.
He stayed in his little sleepy, they call him a rack, his little bed area, and was very unhappy on drugs and still was in pain. He regretted it immensely.
But he's probably happy with it now.
Well, maybe my parents just snipped that bitch when I was like 3-4 days old or whatever, so I wouldn't remember feeling the pain.
Oh, yeah.
Snippity, snip, snip. All right.
All right. And Laura, it's coming. I see your house already.
6 years in April, she said.
Yeah, about that.
And she says, yes, I do know who he is. I don't know what part of your reading was.
About Grizzly Adams. Oh, yeah.
Well, she lives in Canada. Where
was the show?
I think he was out west in the United States.
Yeah.
But very similar. I mean, you know, that whole Rocky areas of Canada.
Oh, I could.
Canadian Rockies are, like,
yeah,
bigger than our Rockies.
I could snuggle with him. Yeah.
Blows my mind. Blows my freaking mind. If only the folks knew why it blows my mind. But let's go ahead.
Oh, and here he is right under.
Let's go.
Sure to come true. You got to have this little insight here. He's going to be helping you with the building or the redecorating of that home.
I guess it'll be not a home in the woods with grizzlies.
That's,
a cabin or whatever
she's
he lived
going
in.
To a province. I'm assuming that's like we have, what, counties?
Provinces are like big, giant states.
Oh, states. Okay.
Bigger. Most, 90% of them are way bigger than ours, but yeah.
It's going to be good. So I'm glad you asked.
She said cool.
Just keep dreaming about it, imagining it.
Yes, and your healing is a card reading, Laura. The subject is compassion. When you show greater compassion towards yourself, because we forget about ourselves, the universe automatically responds by showering you with greater blessing.
I love that.
So some people think I have to carry compassion to everybody else and not myself.
Yeah, you never
can. Not to get the blessings, but... Yeah, you know, you got to look out for number one.
I've got a lot of medical professionals that are my clients. Okay. And I'll tell you, they come to me and they say, I am feeling so emotionally and physically bankrupt. I don't know. And it was, a lot of it was the pandemic that did it to them. And they're saying, I almost hate these people. I almost hate this job. And I tell them, you better start taking care of yourself. Nurture yourself. Do things that make you feel replenished. Because how can you give anything to somebody else?
Yep. And what's the first thing they tell you to do on a plane when they give you that little briefing? Oh, if we have a problem.
Put your mask on first.
Put your mask on first and then help your kids, your
with
wife, or whatever. Because you can't help anybody if you don't get yours on and you die.
And the thing I've noticed is when you're getting cared for, like, say, in a clinic or a hospital or, you know, whether it's just a test or you're in and, you know, you've been admitted.
I gotcha. Yeah.
You can tell just by the way they handle things. You know, does that individual really want to be here? Is this a nice person? You can feel it from them.
Yeah, I got you.
So it's important for them. You know,
sure. And
take good care of themselves.
Because like I say, you can't do a good job if you are not operating at 100%.
Many years ago, I worked in the hospital system back in Minnesota. And I'll tell you what, the orderlies had the best drugs. And everybody was connected to the orderly department that they had.
Yeah, the size has changed now.
Yeah.
You got to look, probably go a little bit higher than the orderly.
Yeah, maybe so.
Yeah, you know, they get a little bit crazier about the drugs because of all the bad people that ruin it for the good people. You know,
and the women.
It always is the bad people.
The orderlies were, at the time, all male. And if the women that worked in the hospital did not have the funds to say they had to pull some double, triple shifts or whatever to get what they needed, then there was always the linen closet. And they would. What do you call that? Is that barter? When you exchange service. They did. They would tell me, don't, you know, if you need anything, don't go near the linen closets.
That's terrible.
Well, they also had that on Grey's Anatomy. Everybody was getting laid in
But you said it was a barter place.
Well, that's what I'm saying. They gave you the drugs and you put out a little sex.
Then that is exactly 100% definition of a whore.
Which one? The one getting serviced or the one giving?
Well, the one that is giving up the sex. And then the person giving the drugs, money, or whatever, they call the John. The cops call him the John.
The trick.
Well, the trick is the whole event.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's move on to our callers.
Anyway,
they were very patient.
Yes. Take care of yourself. Like Jim's card said, show yourself the compassion.
And,
but boy, I'll tell you, it would be burning my cookies.
And Mike was talking about your medical stuff about, she said, so true, spot on about all the stuff you talk about in the medical world. Well, he's been in there way longer than you or I have.
Oh, sure.
Well, I've never been in there. You did it for a little
I think
brief,
that's right up there with being like somebody in combat. Because it's hospital system's a very dysfunctional family. They all, you know, it's like, hey, you can't beat up my brother, but I can beat up my brother. It was a lot like that. And And the thing is, because it's just like some nurses would be sitting there and saying, damn it, that, you know, old bat in 312, she had to go and die. And now I've got to do her death care before I can go home. And what? I mean, they're stressed.
Doesn't it depend on the hospital scenario?
I don't know.
Some are trauma centers.
Yeah.
Some are cancer centers. Some are little children wards.
Well,
doesn't it depend? Every single one cannot be the same.
Yeah, true. Like Dr. Cranham and all the others.
Yeah, I mean, if you're in some place, if you're in a hospital that has plastic surgery, I don't think people are bartering and banging for drugs and doing all that crazy. I'm just saying, to me, that sounds like a trauma place where life and death stuff happens all the time and people just got to do what they got to do.
Things are a lot more intense.
And we're going to area code
845. Laura. Keep dreaming that dream. You're going to get it.
We're going back to the phone calls. Don't worry. We've extended the show. We're going to the state of New York, I believe. 845, welcome to the show.
Hello, and welcome to the show.
What do you got cooking, 845?
Hello. Hi. Well, they went to sleep.
Are you there, or did we wait so long that you have gone night-night?
No, I'm night-night.
All right. That's all right. No problem. Back on hold. We'll go to the next caller. We're going to go to area code 203, Connecticut, 203. Welcome to the show. Thank you for holding forever.
Hello.
Hi. Good evening to both of you.
Well, hello there.
And she has held for an eternity. She's been out here for a good hour.
Yeah,
thank
we're
you so
sorry.
Much.
We hope you find other things to do while you're waiting.
Yeah, you got your buddy there with you?
Little Chance.
Yeah, he's listening right now. He just got up to say hello.
Awesome. We like it.
Oh, that's so cute.
That is adorable.
Yeah. So, Pat, what can we do for you?
What can we do for you?
I spent the day with a woman, and I'm wondering, it would be too long a story to tell you about her, but I'm wondering if you could do a spread and just see what you see about her. Even Chance responded, I think, to her at one point, or a story she was going to tell. You know, you can ask questions if you want, but
I just want to know.
It's been a day. We don't know.
Yeah.
A friend
or
client. What was this?
I met her in a store, and she heard me say I was locked out of Instagram. She said, my son can help you. And she kept, you know, reminding me that he was there. She's very warm. And eventually I made time, and I went to the home. The son helped me. And then I said to the husband, do you know anyone that fixes cars? And he had his uncle work on my car. And today I took this woman around town because I found out where she's working that the boss is really a nasty woman. And I said, let me, you know, take you to other places. And she, you know, her boss is really like my mother. My mother was 100-fold worse. Anyway, she's racist, the boss. And she treats other people better there. And this girl is very confident and very loving. And I spent the day with her. The two of us were blowing each other away with what we were telling each other about our lives.
What serendipity. Wow. All right.
I'll tell you one thing. I took her to the first place, and I was about to say, you know, I don't think this is going to be the most exciting one for you to look at. I took her to the back, and she started talking to them. And the guy said, okay, fill out an application. And I said, you know, her family did this kind of business, and then she's done this kind of business. I won't go into it. And all this, we're shopping, and all of a sudden, the owner or someone else comes out to find her. They want her, and she, it's perfect for her. The people are nice. They'll give her probably room to grow and to do what she wants. It just, it was a wonderful day for her, too, taking her to these different places.
It was like a pretty wild, amazing day then, overall.
Like,
incredibly unpredictable.
Like divine intervention of the highest sort.
Completely unpredictable.
Deborah, if I could go into detail about what she told me about her life, unbelievable, and all about all the conspiracy things that I believe in, that people look at me and say, you're nuts, you know, what she's been through in her family, I am blown away. And I've been through similar, I've been through not the same things, but I've had the same experiences within my mind and body. So anyway,
what is your question, Pat?
Just what do you see about her? It was almost too much and too scary. So can you
do
a reading on her?
Yeah.
Yes, you can, Deborah.
Yes, and it sounds like your own prayers were answered through this woman.
Yeah, and probably even more to come.
Yeah, obviously it sounds like this is like a brand new door opening, big time.
Absolutely.
Big time.
Absolutely.
That's going to be cool. I can't wait to see the cards, eh, because I have nothing.
No, let me ask
This is really cool.
Is she younger? I mean, I was trying to...
She's 41. She's Latino. Deborah, sometime when we have a reading, I will tell you some of her story. You won't believe it.
Cool.
Well, I'm scheduling into next week. Okay.
Okay.
The holidays and it's chaos and, you know, insanity is behind us. So I can get back into my groove. I have to tell you this, it's like angelic, like almost the angelic moment in both of your lives here.
I know. And, you know, I think her kids were surprised at how we hooked up. And she went inside to get something. She went inside to get me anointing oil, Deborah.
Oh.
For me and my son. And
how nice.
It's been with her mother for decades. But I think the kids were, like, kind of surprised. And she said, you know, when I saw her, I saw an angel.
Well, I'm going to tell you what. You not only have an angel in her, but she's also going to be like your daughter. So you don't have to worry about being, you know, left alone or not being cared for.
She has a chance.
You've got a
You're not alone when you have your four-legged boys and
this
girls.
This girl is taking the form of being your daughter. I could just cry. This is so... absolutely amazing to me.
Don't do it.
See, I told you these cards, they still blow my mind. Oh,
yeah.
Yes. You're joining their family, Pat.
That's what I thought.
And you are. I am so happy for you. This has been something I've worried about you, yeah, for you, is your son, you know, caught up with his wife and their child. And being far away, sure, why not? And you, I've worried, what's going to happen to Pat? She's like, you know, there in Connecticut, I got friends, nothing close. So I manifested for you. I wanted the lady at the coffee shop to take that form, but it wasn't her. This girl. Oh my God. And you
what
know those people are very spiritual. Yeah.
I know. They just had Three Kings Day yesterday and celebrated that all day, which I'd never heard of before. Anyway, do you see anything real deep about her past or anything at all in the cards?
It's tragic. It's amazing that girl is still alive.
Absolutely, Deborah, absolutely. And she said, you know, she said, people come to me and say, how are you so nice? How are you so kind? How are you so kind? And she looked at me and she said, it's because of my life. It's because what I went through. I had two choices, to die or to go to God.
And she went,
I've gone to God. Huh?
And I'll tell you, there's people behind her in her past that should be in jail. They should
and
be
I'm
in
also...
jail. Yeah.
Are they trying to find her?
No.
Good.
No. Oh, let's talk about this in your reading, okay?
Okay.
I will schedule with you. Because we're
going to
have...
Thank you.
You're so welcome. Here, wait till you hear this card.
The healing angel card reading.
And it went to fall to the floor.
Yes, at Debcot, at Destiny. Your destiny is to blossom, to shine, to transform to an ever greater light. And I dropped
wonderful.
The car. Deb snagged it.
Yep, but it's still me.
That's cool.
Come to the door. That was a wondrous moment for both of you. And look
it
how
really
she reached
was,
out.
Deborah.
Thank God for Instagram, huh?
But it's pretty badass.
Yes. That's
yeah.
Cool.
Wow.
Well, and she's going to have to keep us informed how this goes.
Yes, because that girl needs mothering.
I'm so glad. I'm so glad I got in tonight. Thank you. God bless.
And she can call us, too, anytime she would like.
Sure. Get her on the show.
Yes.
Well, you have a strong mothering spirit, Pat, and after what you went through, you had a bit of a shrew as a mother.
Sure.
Yeah. Well, let me tell
you.
Our mother was sisters with mine, And anyway, we'll talk. I will set you up.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Speak again. Thank you.
Oh, I'm so happy you made my
love you.
Oh, love you.
Thank
you
too.
Yeah.
Okay. You too.
Oh. Thank you. Good night to you and your little four-legged buddy.
Yeah.
He just stood up. He's wagging his tail. He said, good night. There he is.
That's awesome. Oh, I heard it.
Yeah. What a cutie.
He is a badass.
He is.
Yeah, he's a badass. All right, thank you so much.
Love you, Pat. Take care.
All right. We are going to Cho in the UK. It's been here for so long, and we're going to give him a reading. We extended the show because he's been so patient. All right. We have time for you, Cho.
Cho.
He would like to know if you see a promotion at work for me this year. And it's a brand new year.
I remember reading your cards recently.
Did you? Really?
He's got a magical future.
Well, that must have been like one of the second or third time he was here, probably, right?
It might have been the first.
I don't remember if it was the first. But anyway.
But I remember telling him. I mean, his cards even gave me chills because he's worked so hard.
Mm. Well, that's true. We know he's gotten around a little bit and had to move around.
This is for Cho.
It's Cho in the United Kingdom. All right.
This year.
Yep. He put a little prayer hand, so obviously he wants that to happen.
You know what I want to
have? And I'd like to know, what would you want to have?
We have a lot of radio friends and reading friends that are over in the UK. And I'm going to tell you, I'm manifesting that I'm going to get to go over there and travel to all their little towns or wherever they live, go see Terry Sue. And, you know, wouldn't that be awesome?
I'm manifesting winning $400 billion in the lottery to do that.
Well, did you get a ticket? When is that next?
Well, that was last night, the $1 billion one.
It's over a billion now.
That was last night. They don't do it every night.
No, but when's the next time?
That one, I believe, is Monday or Tuesday.
Wow.
But I did do
can't
the...
can't win if you don't play.
It was Mega Billion. I did do the Powerball, which is not up there yet, so I just bought three tickets for that tonight. It's only at, like, only $400 million. Oh. Petty chains. All right.
So.
And.
So, yes. And it's big. What?
Well, you might throw out the word Manchester. I'm just wondering why he said that. Are you both in Manchester? I didn't think he was. But
well,
go ahead.
I think he's saying we have to come to Manchester.
Oh, well, of course I would.
And
that's a no-brainer. If
Jim
we're going to do a tour.
Is going to show you how to drink.
I'm not going to show him how to drink, but I'm going to show him that they think Americans are little pussies, and I am not.
I will be the pussy because I...
Yeah.
I can't handle it. I can drink.
They think like,
but
these guys don't know what they're doing. It's like, well, yeah, you don't.
I have trouble staying on my feet. All right. Cho is like, come on.
It's rock and roll.
Cho is great. You are like, imagine yourself sitting in a large auditorium. It's filled. Your promotion. Okay, there's a guy up at, like, on the PA system, the microphone up there, and he's calling your name, and you stand up and you go down that aisle. You're going to go there and receive like an award, but it's really a promotion. And I tell you, this one's going to really have legs. It's going to send you places. It's going to take places. And I hope you remember all of us little people when you hit the big time. Yes. They would love that. Anyway, yes, you've got, oh, my God. I'm telling you, guys, you've got amazing cards. We all should have cards like this. I have a feeling you are an amazing manifester. I think Cho could lead seminars. How to make things happen in your life. You got to work. It's not going to just be handed to you, but you're going to make a lot of money coming up. I see you down the road, because I don't know if you are yet, but if you are, it's just a confirmation. You're going to invest in real estate. And you know the old guns and butter?
That's very old. I don't know if it still applies anymore.
Buying expensive cars is butter, because they depreciate at the way that they do.
Your average
guns
one.
Are guns. They're always going to... You know, the good guns, the ones everybody wants.
They hold their value. They don't typically go up, though.
Real estate and that kind of stuff is going to hold its value. It's going to appreciate.
And even if it dips, it's temporary. You just got to ride the storm out to let it go back up.
That's right.
Yep.
And that's
word up on that, dog.
I'm seeing that for you. And you are going to work in, you know what? I have a feeling that in a workplace, you get along very well with women. And we already know your personal life. I love that little video you sent. I showed it to you. They were cooking.
When was that?
His partner.
When was it?
Recently, over Christmas, maybe.
Ah, that was eons ago. I've already forgotten that. If it wasn't yesterday or the day before, I forget it.
But anyway, I think
I forget
there are women around you that can work very well with you. You know what I think? Because you're not, a wolf.
He bought a house that he lives in at the moment. A year ago, he bought a house that he lives in right now.
There will be more. I think you may actually invest on a bigger level. But this may not even be in your mind right now. It's down the road.
And real estate doesn't have to be where you currently live.
It's right. Exactly.
Could be other
exactly.
countries that have a big boom going on. You want to get into that.
Yeah.
You might not even have visited there ever in your life. But anyway, go ahead.
All right. That's what I see for you. You know, and don't
Chose
be...
He's glad you liked the video, he said.
Oh, I loved it. You can send me more. I like that. Don't be jealous or possessive in your relationship.
You're too possessive.
That's the one thing I would tell you. What you
get.
Love so deeply with your whole heart, Joe. But you got to make sure that you... You
got to keep them separated.
What song is that?
That's Offspring. All right, anyway, go ahead.
You've got to make sure that the partner you have always is able to have his own, space and be able to breathe.
Keep them separate.
And not worry about you too much because, remember, jealous, like being jealous and possessive, stuff like that is insecurity.
And it's not healthy for either person. All right. healing angel card reading, which is, sometimes there's not healing, but here it is, Archangel Metatron.
That's a good one.
I am your link between heaven and earth, between your humanity and your divinity. Mm-hmm. I'm here to help you heal the conflict that exists between your heart and your mind.
Mm-hmm.
Feel me in your heart and thoughts, both. Through oneness, there is love. So it's like maybe you've got some issues. Your heart and mind are on one, but Metatron says, let me come in. I'll make them one.
That is a badass archangel.
I mean, he's like just one or two words away from a transformer.
Transformer, yeah.
Yes. And he said, thank you very much.
Look into sacred geometry.
And he says, I do get on well with everyone. I do not hold grudges in life.
That's a great way to be.
And Mike said we'd be so welcomed to all pony up in Manchester. Joe would come down. That's only 45 minutes.
Really?
Mike would choose the pub of his choice.
Oh, I feel a party.
You always trust the locals. You let the locals. You go to somebody's hometown. You let them choose the pub.
Oh, that's right.
You'd be a dumbass to pick one out on your own.
You have an airport there, I'm assuming?
It's Manchester.
I don't know anything about where he's at.
I can't speak if it's an international airport, but it's Manchester.
Oh,
everybody's heard of Manchester.
Yeah, I've never been anywhere beyond Canada and Mexico.
Oh, Canada.
So, yeah.
I have not been to the land of Ing.
So we need to go.
Cruise was canceled.
Oh.
It wasn't canceled. I did a NATO cruise, and we went by. We saw the Lake Cliffs of Dover and all that, but we canceled the port visit for whatever. We're supposed to go to port.
Where's that, in England?
Yeah, that's it. That's what they do on the carriers. When you're on a carrier, they're like, oh, hey, guys, like to trick us. Here's all the ports we're going to go to. All of a sudden, 50% of them drop off.
Yeah.
Oh, you're not going to here. You're not going to. We went to Germany, which was cool, during the NATO cruise. That was a good time. I had a good time in Wilhelmshaven's port. It was great.
We have a Portsmouth. We have a Norfolk.
They do. Well, imagine us having a million things named after English cities. Elizabeth River, named after the Virgin Queen at the time, Elizabeth.
Yeah, there's lots of stuff here.
Oh, it's an international airport, so they do have one.
They do?
You don't get to take that thing lightly.
What?
Duluth, Minnesota has an international airport.
We're talking Podunk, Minnesota.
It's got one gate.
Yeah, didn't we have to wait?
No, we don't want it. We told everybody all that. Let's don't revisit that while we're trying to exit the show. Well, we don't want to go out on a sour note.
Yeah.
Our flight was delayed because the bathroom was out of commission. But anyway, on the plane, let's go.
Oh, that's right.
We shall do
all
so.
All right. Hey, it's a deal and it's a plan. We are going to do it.
It's a plan. We just don't know when that shall be executed.
He makes a lot of money. We can figure it out.
We make a lot of money, but damn. That's another country.
Yeah.
And you know what? Here's the thing she didn't let you. You know what you think? Kids are expensive. We got four dogs. How much did that last little trip us cost us at the kennel, Deb?
$800.
$800. Did you hear that?
That was 4 days.
$800. Because we didn't want to put our four dogs basically in a horrible, shitty environment.
No, it was very nice.
And we didn't stick them in the hotel like the rich people do, but it was in the middle. All right, let's go out of here.
But, we're doing it. It's already on the agenda.
Yeah, I was really pissed. They canceled the English thing. I was happy because I knew back in my 20s and stuff, I was like, ooh, these dudes can bring some spears in England and Germany. Missed the England, but I went to Germany. And
I will watch.
Yes, we all did.
I'll be the spectator.
We had a good time in Germany.
Yeah.
And I knew German. In that town, nobody spoke a lick of English. And I just knew I had 2 years in high school, so it was rough. I knew enough to have a good time with all me and my buddies. I was that guy.
That schnitzel group.
And all the English, all my buddies coming to me. And then all these German guys coming to me, trying to talk to each other. And I was like, oh, shit, then I'm drinking. Very confusing. But it actually helped to have a few cocktails. More things came back to you that you would have locked up.
You know, I've heard, before we go, the most correct English is spoken in the Midwestern section of the United States, that they all places like to get broadcast journalists from there. And we are from the Midwest. But you'll have to teach us those words What was that? What was the last one?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Skint? Your skint? It sounds dirty.
Oh, that was last show. He told me about that. Yeah, no, he told us about that. Joe said he's heading to France in June for a holiday.
Oh, see what you guys, you got the world on a string over
I
there.
I have been to, I never went to like Paris. I went to a couple places and the problem is the Navy ships go to a lot of towns frequently.
Yeah.
And they were not fond of Americans. Now, this is before a lot of stuff back in the 80s. Bottom line is they were ass wipes.
I don't think they're fond of us now.
Well, I mean, I don't know. But they, in that town, they were ass wipes. And I'll tell you, if there was another war, I'd piss on myself before I pick up a gun to save that place. That's how bad they were to us. But it is what it is.
We'll
let that go.
We really enjoy you guys.
We'll let that go.
Yes. So, let's go. This show is over. Say goodbye. Everybody, we're going to be here. That was the news to the soul, which is out of Vancouver, British Columbia. So we have to say goodbye. We'll see what tomorrow brings. Bye-bye.